Blog Talk Radio.
Will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army is behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl, let feel their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
But listen.
Don't you worry, darling, take a look at me.
done, God can.
God can. And He will. Hold it now.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
He can.
He can hold.
You.
you make me whole. That's it. Say you take the pain away. Now tell him I'm so in love with you. Let's do it again. Say you make me happy.
Tonight you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And you're listening to, once again, the Inspiration Factory, the brainstorm of none other than author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, and Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. And you must do that before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to get in. And with that being said, welcome aboard, Van. How you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing good, Brother Paul. How you doing, man?
Man, look, I'm loving it. it was just too nice outside to go in the house to do the show. So I'm sitting out in my car with the windows open and the breeze is blowing through it. It's beautiful.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, brother. Nothing wrong with that.
This is love. I'm telling you. And if it gets too good, because it's nice and quiet, I might just get up and walk around the neighborhood.
Hey, I hear that, brother. Nothing wrong with it, man. It's a beautiful night.
My old stopping grounds. Yeah. But tonight, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm excited about tonight's show, because I'm excited about every Sunday show, just because there is a show. And we get to hang out with people. We get to praise God. We get to share our love of poetry. We get to vent. We get to support one another. We get to do whatever we need to do. So I look for it, and I'm getting hyped about every Sunday. Every one of them.
Me too.
I know that's right. I mean, it's a win-win situation, you know. Gotta love it.
Yes, it is.
And tonight, it's basically open mic, but I was requesting that you guys might write something or share something with us about your pain today being your strength tomorrow. You know, how many of us know and have experienced God allowing us to go through something that either hurt us emotionally, physically, mentally? Somehow it touched. It hurt. It hurt a lot. But we survived it. And he knew what he was doing. You know, just like a parent, sometimes you got to stand back. And it hurts you to see your kids fall off that bike and you let them go the first time. But you know you have to in order for him to ride that bike.
Absolutely.
I want to just touch on some of those things, you know, because there's so many areas in my life that God allowed me to experience only to strengthen me. You know, I needed that season in my life. And I'm going to have some more seasons like that in my life. But that's what prepares us for the next phase of our life. Yeah. God's master plan, you know, in hindsight, when you look back at some of the things, it's just like, wow. That's all you can say about. Because we really can't comprehend him and his perfect design, but just seeing bits and pieces of it just like astounding. Anyway, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Would you do us the honor of bringing this program in with a word of prayer?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you, thanking you for allowing us to be here, Lord God. And Father God, we want to ask you for forgiveness of any sins that we've committed against you or others, Lord God, that displease you. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you will continue to just bless us mightily on tonight, Lord God. And we pray that this show, this platform, this program is pleasing to thine ears, Lord God. And Father God, we want to lift up all the callers, the hosts, the poets, the listeners, Lord God, those under the sound of my voice and those who are not under the sound of my voice. Father God, we lift them up to you right now that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. And Lord God, whatever trial or tribulation that befalls them, Lord God, is by your hand, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you make a way of escape, Lord God, and that you are able to bring us through it. We just got to keep our eyes stayed on you. Because the moment we take our eyes off of you, we become like Peter and we start sinking in that water, Lord God.
Wow.
So, Father God, we just don't want to take our eyes off of you. We want to continue to have our faith so strong that it cannot be shaken. It cannot be wavered. And, Lord God, we just thank you for just being who you are, Lord God. And we just want to lift up all of these prayers, these praises, this worship unto you, Lord God, because it is your glory, not our glory. So Father God, we want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. For us in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I needed that. Thank you so much for that heartfelt prayer, man.
Absolutely, my brother. To God be the glory, man. I love talking to my daddy. I love talking.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Mm-mm-mm. You know, every time I say or I hear you say daddy, it reminds me of, what was that movie and a book? Was it The Hut? a guy slipped on some ice and hit his head, and it's left to your determination whether all of that transpired was a dream or if it was reality. But he experienced a moment with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, in a cabin.
You're talking about the shack.
The shack. That's it. That's what I said. The hut.
Yeah, you're talking about
the shack.
Yeah,
that
man, that was such a good movie. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful.
But when he calls him Papa, when he referred to God as Papa,
that's a
real relationship, you know. So I think about that movie frequently when you or I refer to God as our daddy. You know, it's that same type of
absolutely
relationship with him. You know?
Yes.
Yes, I'm referencing him. But don't get it twisted. I feel intimately. I feel I can call him my daddy. If somebody else has offense with it.
That's right.
Oh, well, we'd have to agree to disagree because I'm not changing it. That's my daddy.
Tell him to take it up with God, not you.
Okay. There you go. Take it up with my daddy, okay?
That's right. Take it up with him.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah, but that was an awesome book and movie. We love to praise God on this platform. We love to support one another on this platform, but we also love to do poetry on this platform.
Indeed.
We love to listen to poets because we get blessed. Ooh, some of the pearls that drop through this mic is just unbelievable. God had a purpose for, you know, each and every word we hear. And with that being said, my brother, how would you like to get things started?
Oh, man, bro, you're throwing me double duty already, but I got you. But I got you, brother.
Well,
I got you.
Somebody told me you was built for it tough, so I was just testing the theory.
Nah, I'm built Christ tough, so you know.
I definitely stronger than Ford. Ford don't stand a chance against that one, okay.
No, sir. But I wrote a piece for tonight's show, man. It's simply called No Weapon.
I know that's right. Mike is yours, King.
Thank you. You've been punched in the throat by Satan, wondering if your life has value or worth, and there are days you just want to give up and throw in the towel. Seems like every day the enemy is on the prowl. Well, newsflash, if you weren't doing what God wanted you to, Satan wouldn't have any gas to be able to burn down your hopes and dreams, or so it would seem. God has equipped you for this battle. You will not be slaughtered like cattle. In fact, you will rise above the obstacles placed at your feet like wild tentacles, just so you can show them, show Satan and them, your haters and naysayers, exactly what you can do with the power of God and a whole lot of prayers. Then you can adjust the crown on your head and never be misled, to show them just how mighty your daddy truly is. And God in his infinite wisdom will be pleased, and his glory shall shine so brightly through you via your powerful testimony that will be in plain view. So you look up toward the heavens because you have an advocate advising the godly council that they just have to wait until you demonstrate the living full armor of God even while you're laying prostrate. Show just how God is truly enjoying you as a worshiper, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In peace.
You better say that, bruh. Wow. And that was a masterpiece.
To God be the glory, man. He wrote it.
It encourages you, and it shows you. You tell them how they should be encouraged and stand fast. Wow. But that line about your testimony being in plain view. So that means it's not lip service. Your testimony is the life that you're leading, the way God is pulling you through. And just recognizing that the only reason that you're coming under attack, you should count it as joy, because that means you're doing something right. That's why Satan comes for you. You know, there are so many pearls throughout that piece, bro. I'm telling you.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Yes.
But it's all for his glory, not mine, man. Not mine.
I know that's
his
right.
glory.
I know that's
I don't
right.
want none of it.
That's
you know,
that's how you start a show. You know,
amen,
like you said earlier, iron sharpens iron, and that's what that was doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
My God. To God be the glory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Boy, I'm, like I said, I was looking forward to this show tonight. Now I see why.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Amen.
We got hands up out there?
Yeah, well, you don't think you're getting away without doing a piece for God, right? Your daddy is waiting. He's waiting to hear you.
And you're going to hit below the belt, too. You're going to put God into that, so I can't even say nothing smart back to you. So you ain't fighting for
I mean, it wouldn't be right, man. It just wouldn't be right, you know. Daddy want to hear it, man. He want to hear it.
Giving you double duty, huh?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
All right. Then this piece I wrote tonight in church.
Amen.
So, and it's called Fire and Desire.
The mic is yours, brother.
Thank you, Ken. One of the most sought-after things upon this earth is something called gold. At times, desired even more than Christ, if truth be told. Yet before it becomes the beauty sought after, it must first be purified, put through the fire, and thoroughly cleansed. Liquefied, exposing every nook and cranny where dirt and trash may hide. The sands we love to walk upon when we visit a beach in order to become one of our most useful inventions known as glass must undergo a complete transformation, forged in the hottest flame. After such a purifying experience, that sand shall never be the same. This is my desire. It is my greatest desire, Lord, to feel the pain of your purifying flame. The discomfort, mental and physical pain that comes with stripping away the desires of one's worldly self. Search me, Lord. Allow your holy flames to engulf me, Lord. Purge me of myself. Fill me with your wisdom and righteous wealth. The pain I endure during my purification season shall give my forevermore a new and powerful reason. Tears I shall certainly shed shall place a crown of glory upon my head. And the eternal promise that I shall never experience the loneliness of being dead. I desire your fire and the perfect peace that it shall bring. I offer all that I am to you, Lord, Jesus the Christ, and my King, and peace.
Yes, sir. You talking about me, boy. Woo, you talking about me. You better bring that heat, boy. You better bring that heat. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, Paul. To God be the glory, brother. To God be
yes,
the glory.
Indeed.
Man.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Man. When you opened up that piece, man, when you opened up that piece, it took me back to when Exodus, when Moses was getting the Ten Commandments, and how they couldn't wait. Oh, my God. How they couldn't wait on God. They had to build their idols out of the gold that they had. And, oh, man. If you just wait on him, if you just wait on him and show your faithfulness in your waiting, oh, man, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I love that piece, Paul. I love that piece, Paul.
Thank you. As we were saying earlier, you know, God has a way of using this platform to just take every word that is uttered and use it for his purpose. You know, half the time we don't know what we wrote a piece for.
Yes.
Other than we felt compelled to write a piece. But God had somebody in store. And it's so humbling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so humbling that he could use something that he uses me to write, to and touch somebody in any positive way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, my
thank
God.
You. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm, see?
Hallelujah.
Things like this you can't
this,
buy.
This, man,
you can't
y'all just...
Man,
you can't, man. You can't, man. Y'all just... You know what? Y'all just before we start opening up these mics, y'all, before we open up these mics, can y'all just take a few moments and give God some undignified praise right now?
Yeah.
Just think about what he's done for you, where you've been, what he's brought you through. Even if he doesn't do another thing for you, that is enough. Can you just praise him just for a little while? Just say hallelujah. Just say thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Just hallelujah. Glory to you, Father.
Yes.
Father,
he's
we love you. We adore you. He is worthy to be praised. Come on, man. Don't let us be by ourselves praising God, man.
Okay.
You, oh God. You, oh God.
Can.
Everything. Oh.
Mm-mm. Your thoughts.
Wow.
Your future.
Thank you,
past.
God. Thank you, God.
Your atomic structure, your DNA. The things
thank
that
you,
they
God.
Haven't even discovered yet within the human body.
Thank you, God.
Owe to him.
What about the times that you look deaf in the eyes head on and God said, no, it's not your time. It's not,
you will not harm my child.
It's not your time.
Yes, yes. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo.
You are so worthy, oh God. You are so worthy. Even, you know what, man? Even in your filthy mess, God still loves you.
Yeah.
God still wants to sup with you. He still wants to commune with you even while you're in your mess. Because any good father, any good daddy would want to console you, tell you it's going to be okay. I got you.
That's right. No matter where you are.
I got you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just like the prodigal son, man. He just knew. The prodigal son just knew. He just knew that he was it. He was the stuff. He could do all of this. He just left, walked away, gave everything up. So what happened? God made it so that he had to return to his father. He had to come back home.
Open arms.
He had to come back home. And what did his father do? What did daddy do? What did his father do? I missed you, son. I love you, son.
Celebrate.
I'm so glad you're back home.
Celebrated his son's return after squandering a fortune.
Oh, my God. How many fortunes have you squandered spiritually? How many times have you tried? You made the attempt to walk away and turn your back on God, and yet God said, okay. I'm gonna give you free
right
will. I want you to go out there and do. I want you to go out there and do those things. I know you're gonna go out there and do those things because I know you. I know the things that I have set before you. I already know where this is going to end up. And if you just do it my way, you won't have to suffer. But since you want to do it your way, and I'm going to let you do it your way, but when you come back to me broken, when you come back to me broken down, when you come back to me in your dirt, I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to wash you off with the blood of my son.
Come on. Preach.
And if you know anything about blood, if you know anything about blood, blood stains. It is one of the hardest substances to get out of clothing. But God said, no, I'm going to wash you with the blood of my son. So you better give him some undignified praise. You better give him something to let him know that, yes, God, I still love you. I make mistakes. I may be wrong. Mm-hmm. I know I haven't forgiven some people, but God, I love you so much, and I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to worship you, God.
In the midst of yourself.
Because ain't none of us perfect. None of us.
Uh-uh. No, not one.
We going, and as long as you still got breath in your body, guess what? You still going to make mistakes. Still going to get it wrong. But it's okay as long as you learn from that, as long as you repent, as long as you say, God, help me, show me the error of my ways, and help me get it right. He waiting on you. He waiting on you.
With open arms.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
open
God.
Open arms.
Because there are countless times where I should have been dead. Countless times.
Randall. Randall.
But God. My Heavenly Father said, no, that's my son. That's my child. I'm not done with him yet on this earth. Mm-hmm. I am not done. And if you are hearing me, he is not done with you.
Come on.
You have an assignment. Why are you running from it? Why are you running from it? Every time you walk past that mirror, it's a reminder that God has something for you to do. One thing you can't hide from is yourself. And God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to lift up that prayer for that family member that just might change their life. He's waiting for you to pick up the phone and call that person that you haven't spoken to in months, years, just to say, I forgive you. He's waiting on you. Because there is power. There is power in the assignments that God has for you. So stop running. This is an empowerment show tonight. How much pain have you gone through, and now you're watching somebody else suffer that same pain because you won't open your mouth and say, hey, look, I once went through this.
Yeah.
And this is what happened, and this is how I got over it. Maybe you could use that help. If you need me, I'm here. Reach out to me so that I can help you walk through it. You cannot be afraid to be transparent in God's kingdom. Because those testimonies is for everybody else. You just live them.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry,
God done bless us with forgiveness. You bet. If you apologize, I'll fire you permanently. Even if you do show up. You better not ever apologize for speaking truth.
Man, you know, it's just, there's so much hate in the world.
Yes.
And God is full of so much love. And if we are God's people, why aren't we demonstrating that same love?
Exactly.
You know, and it's, you know, there's a scripture that talks about forgiving someone 7 times 70. And they smack you in the face, turn the other cheek so they can smack you in the other face. That is one of the hardest things to do in the flesh. Because people will abuse you, take advantage of you. And that is the hardest thing to do in the flesh. But that's why God says that we don't operate in the flesh. We operate in the spirit. We operate in the spirit because the flesh is going to wither away, dry up, and rot and turn to dust. But our spirit is what lives forever. Because when we leave this earthly place, we got a home that we're going to where we have to give an account for what we did with what God has given to us. So, yeah, I forgive you until I turn blue in the face. Even if you don't deserve forgiveness from me.
But if God can forgive, how can I not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I don't think there's anything. There's no variation of degrees in sin. So the sins that I've committed are just as heinous as the sins you've committed.
Indeed.
So God can forgive me of my sins, as great as they are. How can I not forgive someone else? Amen. And that completely disrespects God's gift of forgiveness.
Amen.
Well, I thought we having church tonight. I don't know if Gina's here, but.
Oh, man.
But these are things that need to be said. In the times that we're living right now.
Yes, sir.
Now more than any time in modern history, the word of God needs to be spread. The soldiers in the kingdom need to stand up and step out and become recognized. Because the signs are so clear. Seals are being broken. Prophecies are being proved every single day coming to pass. We got to do our job. I wouldn't want an enemy to face eternity in hell.
Right.
Let alone a family member, a friend, an associate, a coworker. You know, we've got to step up our game.
Yes.
And we've got to be prepared. We got to do what Ephesians 6 tells us, put on that full body armor, because when we step up our game, Satan is going to step his game up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, man, listen.
And as he does so, your chest needs to stick out a little further, because that's showing that he's afraid now of what you're doing, what God is doing, using you.
Yes. Do you not know that I am already prepared for the backlash from Satan that I'm with? For speaking what I'm speaking here tonight, I'm already prepared. Because I asked God to give me the words to speak tonight, so I'm not speaking on my own accord. I'm speaking on the divine authority of God, not me, because I asked Him to give me the words tonight. Because as me and Gina often talk about. We ain't no punk Christians, and you better not be no punk Christian.
I know that's right.
God has laid out the full armor for you in Ephesians 6, starting verse 10, for you to be able to fight the enemy. So you better not be no punk. And if you need me to remind you, I will remind you over and over and over again.
That's right. Man up.
That's it. All right, man. Man, I don't know about you, Paul, but I'm ready. I'm ready to hear some empowering pieces. I'm ready to hear the testimony of the saints. I'm ready to hear some more word of God, not just from us, but from everybody who's here tonight, Paul. What about you?
I know that. I'm ready to hear what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. First on the mic, y'all, we're going to bring in one half host of the Love Zone. She is La Pearl Lanega. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Hey, Pastor Steve Racer X. How y'all doing tonight? Well, you know what? I see how y'all doing tonight. The spirit is moving through you tonight. All right, we in church tonight.
Man,
okay.
Man,
all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
That's what happens
yes.
when you hand the reins over to him. He shows up and goes out.
Yes, he does.
That's all right. Ooh. It's all right.
And that's a good thing.
All right.
Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So how are you, how are you enjoying this weather tonight?
I haven't been out all day, honestly. I have not been out all day. I've been watching
right
from my window. Mm-mm.
It is beautiful
Mm-mm.
right
ain't
now.
Ain't nothing out there but trouble. No, ain't nothing out there but trouble.
Okay.
I'm good. I hear it from my window. I'm good. Trust me. all right.
Thank you. Please do. Disregard that mm-hmm. previous statement.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, man, y'all got me worked up tonight. This sermon you're giving. It's all right. So, trying to calm down. You know, I've listened to you. You know what's strange? Because I didn't even know what the topic was tonight. But I wrote a piece that was right in line with it. Right in line with
it. So how is that strange? God don't have no confusion.
You're right. That's you're right about that. You're absolutely right. All right. I retract it. Okay. But, you know, I hear you talk about patience. You know, with patience and faith, it leads straight to knowing. It leads straight to knowing him. And it's nothing greater than that. You know, we are all spiritual beings. You know, the energy of the brightest, the most highest light. And we can't be touched. Our faith cannot be, it does not sway, it does not change. So we're covered. We're good. We are good. Trust me, I know.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And isn't that a comforting feeling?
Every second of the day.
You know that you're covered.
Okay. Every second of the day.
I don't make you cocky or arrogant, but it is so comforting that I know.
It makes
my
me
God.
Spiritually cocky and arrogant.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It does. I know. I just look at people like, whatever. I know. As far as you saying backlash from the devil, I see you won't mess with you because he knows where your words are coming from. He won't bother you. He's going to look at you with an attitude.
I received that.
But he ain't going to bother you. He done tried you already.
Amen. Amen.
It's all good.
Uh-huh. I appreciate it. Uh-huh.
Pastor Jason X, what are you doing?
I told him in my car I was shuffling some things around. Getting my snacks in order.
Still, you cannot be still, can you?
Leave me alone. You know, leave me alone. It ain't about me tonight.
You cannot be still.
I'm a fighter.
I wish I had just an inkling, just a smidgen of your energy. Seriously. Man. Just a little bit. I'm not telling you.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's all good, though. I still ain't getting in the car with you no more.
Anywho, did you get a title to your piece for tonight?
Tonight I do have a title, surprisingly. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, so if you all
right now.
I called it. It's called Dawning of an Angel's Heart Scribe. Okay.
Dawning of an Angel's Heart what?
Scribe. Like scribe.
Okay.
Scribe.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. It is said in an angel's natural spirit form, while they do have wings, they don't actually have feathers. Well, this is about a different kind of angel, an imperfect angel, an earthly angel. her story is about a rebirth of life out of a lifetime of painful lessons, and how she earned her wings down here, feather by feather. The first earned was getting through physical pain, purposely inflicted upon her, more times than she could or even cares to remember. The second earned was through overcoming abandonment issues. That's a child's worst fear, you know. The third earned was through gaining an understanding that mental and verbal abuse doesn't have anything to do with who it's aimed at. The fourth earned was through reaching a level of knowledge in getting through heartbreak, learning that it doesn't last for always, and that it only lasts if we want it to. Because while the memory remains, it isn't the pain that holds us. It is us that holds the pain. The fifth earned was through learning to master patience. Because it is true. Anything worth having is worth waiting for. And upon completion of her wings, the last were given to her because she'd gotten in touch with her spirit. And was shown that throughout all she's been through, she is loved. And that is what she has. Find an imperfect angel. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. The visuals of that piece were just like amazing. I'm sitting outside and the colors and just the visuals as you recited that piece down there, that was like, wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And I think it's a special gift to be able to write in such a way that somebody brings it to life in their mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do with that piece. You breathe
Thank
life
you.
Into that piece. Thank you for bringing
Thank
that to
you.
Life. Mm. Wow.
Thank you.
Go ahead, girl, with your bad self.
Thank you.
I'm coming over there to take you, drive you down the street to the Reader's Water.
Mm-hmm. I'll walk. I'm good. The ladies ain't that bad off, honey. Trust me. I'll walk. Believe me. I'm good. You can drive. You can drive. I'll walk on the pavement.
Oh, you going to meet me there, huh?
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm. You hear the abuse I go through, man?
Abuse? You open this door, not me.
Van,
you there? Oh. I'm sitting here running my mouth on mute.
All right, yes.
Right. I said, yes, I hear what you go through, Paul. Danielle, that was an amazing piece,
yeah.
The visuals, just like Paul said.
Yeah.
It was brilliantly scribed. And, you know, you can just tell when your daddy writes pieces because, you know, you they're limit above yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's limit above
mm-hmm.
yourself and what you normally would come up with. So I appreciate your ink. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And there's no abuse here. He opened that door. mm-hmm.
Well,
he came down my block.
He got you there. Got you there.
Well, you know what? Listen to this. I just shut the door. Leave me alone.
You need to shut it. You be flying. Them sharp turns and tailgating and all kinds of illegal mess.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah, you are truly, truly covered, honey.
Hey, let everybody know what you got going on before we send you over to the Praise Lounge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Saturday night, I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips in Poetic Therapy, and that is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights, I co-host with Pharrell, the poet, essentially Johnny, and poetic. And that is in the Soul Cafe. And that is Monday nights at 9. Wednesday night. I still have not come up with a topic yet, but I'm gonna get one to y'all. Okay. Me and my diva gonna put our heads together. But we host the Love Zone, and that is Wednesday night at 9. So y'all come on over. Be caught up in the Love Zone. And as a matter of fact, any night of the week, y'all call in. We got a show. Every night of the week.
I know that's right. I mean, if y'all want some help with that topic, y'all can always inbox the station manager and let him know. I'm sure he'll help.
We're
trying to
good
now, huh, man?
We are good. I'm trying to tell you. We're good. Thank you. Appreciate y'all, but we're good. Trust me.
All right. Well, we're going to get you on over to the Praise Lounge so that we can hear some more of God's goodness. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show,
yeah.
The Pearl of Ecker. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, definitely.
Pearl of Ecker. Check her out.
One love, one mic. God bless y'all.
God bless you too. Saturday nights at 9 and then Monday nights at 9. Woo! She pulling
busy.
Double duty. She real busy.
Okay.
Well, this is what we're going to do now.
And
we're going to bring in the other half.
Right.
I was complaining. I don't complain no more because God showed me a few things in my time away about complaining. No. So,
okay.
Let's bring in the other half of the Love Zone. We got Miss VIP.
Miss VIP.
What's happening?
How you doing? I'm good. How you doing, Paul?
I'm awesome. I'm better than I deserve.
There you go. Okay. I think that's everybody.
Oh, yes.
To start off, I had decided and prayed over it to death, but I decided to retire early and go down to Florida to help my mom with my dad because he's not well. And I did it for them. I don't do a lot for me, but when I do for me. But
right.
Most of the time is always for others, but I'm always blessed no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Yeah,
Paul,
but
Paul,
anyway,
do you hear the sadness in her voice? Is she talking about retiring, moving to Florida?
Yeah.
Do you hear this? Do you hear the sadness? I'm like,
well,
sign me up.
You know what?
Retire and move to Florida.
Let me go.
You know what? It's really funny because I never thought I'd ever leave Pennsylvania. And then and I didn't want to leave Pennsylvania. But when my mom said, I'm not coming back up here, I'm like, oh. So that's kind of new. I had to, you know, do a small sacrifice here. And quiet is kept. I mean, a lot of people like the tropics. I'm not for the tropics very much. But I've been here all my life. You see what I'm saying? So they've been down there for the last 10 years, and they love it, and my mom really does not want to come back. So since I'm the only one in line, I got to go. So,
I mean,
but,
you know what, Ms. VIP? I think you have a little leverage, though. You know, you could be like, yeah, Mom, you're 10 years versus my, you know, 40, 50, 60. Plus. You know, Mom, I can't.
But Van,
if
you know the Philadelphia of today, you will know mother coming back to Philadelphia. So
I got
she's
blame,
doing the right
I
thing.
Don't blame
she's doing the right
my
thing. Pull up stakes
like
and you go.
Yeah, my dad did not like snow, so I didn't mind it myself too much. But anyway, this topic tonight was like Danielle said, incredible. The second I talked to the retirement council, I had these tension headaches day in and day out, and I said something has got to give. So I ended up doing a piece for tonight's show, and it's I guess it fits. I mean, God doesn't go wrong, not does he?
Exactly.
Right.
There's no guessing to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be shared.
So, and I even titled it, see?
whoa. Hey, Van, did you hear that?
I hear it.
I know, right?
I hear it.
Ladies
see?
And gentlemen, you are witnessing Inspiration Factory history. Let me stop.
You funny.
Okay. And so what is the title?
It's called The Lifting.
The Lifting?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like lift you up? Lifting, yes.
Okay. All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I had to heal. It was hard to deal with the overwhelming pain. Then I had the nerve to rain for days. I may not know his ways, but I had to walk away from what brought me pain. Because of free will, I brought on needless strain, and God watched. He watched until I could do no more. I hit the floor with all my tears and fears. I was brokenhearted, and he came to be. He said, come take a walk with me. He showed me where I went wrong while I was down so long. He showed me where I could go if my anxiety tamped down and just went with his flow. I paid attention to what he said. My head hurt. I saw that tension, but since I didn't know it all, I said nothing. I dared not mention on how I thought he was right. But I was worried about everything and everyone but me. And he knew. He knew because he was omniscient. He was with me constantly, omnipresent, and able to deliver me and all I love, omnipotent. So I lay prone before him, and he waited until I let go. Let go and let his love flow. And I was lifted. His grace and mercy he gifted. When I was ready, I stood up. Spirit lifted me. Overflowing was my cup. He is so good, I can tell everyone that truly he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the only one. And that's that piece.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Did you hear what I'm talking about? I think it might fit for tonight.
Yeah. It might fit. Might? That's a home run.
Man, oh, man. Wow.
That's a declaration piece. If you don't know, you know now.
Okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And it was definitely 200% on point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Can I ask y'all something, please?
Sure.
Can y'all just indulge me for a second? I have a cousin, and her name is Kelly. And Kelly was straight stone cold alcoholic. And not so long ago, that girl was on death's door. She could no longer walk or anything. She would just lay down on the couch and, you know, just look like, look, come on, God, just come on because I'm done. And I truly believe that God spoke with her and said, you know what, Kel, that's enough. I'm not ready for you. And I hadn't seen Kelly in a couple of years. And today we had a drive-by, like a birthday celebration for my aunt. And my cousin Donna got out of the car, and Lord have mercy, Kelly followed. I said, Kel? And she's very, very thin and fragile, but she was walking. And she walked up, and everybody was like, praise God. And she said, yeah, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. And Donna was like, yeah, she's gaining weight and everything. And she goes, and I'm walking, and I'm going to keep walking. God, and she said, God got me walking, so I'm going to stay walking. I said, man, God is so good all the time. I thought, I thought she was at the end. I really thought she was done for. and that's how God is. So just that's a it's just a praise report because wow, I mean, not even short 6 months ago, she looked like she was on her way out of here. But God just must have said, I ain't ready for you. And seeing her walk today, she walked slow and she was, you know, gingerly walking, but she walked. And she walked to the car, walked back up again, and I almost cried because I was just so overflowing with, you know, with gratitude to God. Like, God, you're good. So, yeah. So thank you so much, y'all, listening. I really appreciate y'all.
Thank you for sharing that, man, because, you know, some of us have alcoholics that we know that are in our families, and, you know, we wonder if our prayers for them are actually working. And to hear this level, to hear this magnitude of God's hands on your cousin Kelly, it's just amazing how gracious he is to us. And that's what people don't understand. He loves us, y'all. He loves us. He's so good to us, man. And that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, and how the testimony, you know, her testimony is not for her. Her testimony was for y'all to see her like that, for y'all to see and believe that God is actually working. And now, look, you saw that. Now you're sharing it with us live on air, being heard across the globe, and you don't think God is like, you know, he brushing off his shoulder. Yeah, I'm God. You know, that's what I do. That's what I do. You know, but but to hear that, to
people I touch with this one.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So if he did it for her, he could do it for anybody. He's not a really special person.
Absolutely.
I'm just so grateful.
A testimony that tells people it's possible. You don't have to stay where you are unless you just want to. So you might have to get out of yourself, because God shows you through testimonies like that just how merciful he is.
Yeah.
Call upon him. Just give yourself to him. Let go of the wheel and let him do him. See what he'll do for you.
Songwriter say, Paul, what the songwriter say? I give myself away.
Oh,
so
Can you hear me?
Give myself away. Come on, y'all. Look, man.
Take my heart. When you give yourself to him, we can't fathom what he's going to do. Listen, little old knucklehead me. My God, using something that he put in me could change the world on another, change a country on the other side of the world.
Right.
Possibly.
You know, something that he bled on someone else's heart to share, and they share it. Could be relayed by mouth-to-mouth relay and save a life on the other side of the world. I mean, he is just so magnificent and so powerful with how he uses us when we avail ourselves to him and utilize it and be obedient to the gift that he's given us.
Amen. Amen.
And we can't get prideful about it because it's not us. It's
no.
It's using us. But I can definitely be, I can be grateful.
Yes.
And he would actually use me for such magnificent ends.
Right.
You know?
And it's also something that keeps me in awe of him. Because I can't still figure out how do you do it, you know?
Right.
Because
exactly.
Some things just aren't meant for me to know right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I love
that's
him.
True.
And I have to do.
Just keep him moving.
Try and do what I know he wants me to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And like Van was saying, oh, we fall down many times.
Mm-hmm.
We get back up. We repent.
Ooh.
We strive not to do that again. And keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Exactly.
He's
right.
Right there with us. Oh,
that's it.
Man, look.
Now, VIP, before we usher you over to the praise lounge, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Well, on Wednesday evening, my diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the Love Zone for another fun session or for debatable, highly debatable session. So but we have some fun, and it's going to be a real cool topic. It's been really cool. It's been really good lately. So y'all come on out. It's 9 o'clock p.m., like she said. So we hope to see you guys there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Van.
Absolutely.
The station manager ploy didn't work for you about trying to find out what the topic is going to be?
I know, right? Right.
Yo, Ms. VIP.
We don't have a topic yet. Yes.
But listen, we all Philly strong here, you know. What say you about inboxing me? Give me a little heads up, let me know. Dilly dilly.
Well, as soon as I find out, I'll let you find out.
All right.
Well, Vanna,
all right.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing. Well, all right.
Not at all.
Let's go over to the praise lounge. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. God bless you.
God bless you, guys. God bless you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Inspiration Factory with your hosts, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Please dial in. If you're listening in online and you desire to be a part of this praise party, 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. Next up on the mic, Paul, area code 713. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Welcome. I just wonder who that might be.
Amelia T. Davis, y'all. Amelia T. Davis. How you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Good to have you.
And that you are.
Thank you, sir. I have been thoroughly enjoying the show. And Van, prodigal son, okay, Van.
Absolutely.
That was fire. That was pure spiritual fire right there. You were preaching. Definitely. I enjoyed every moment. So my pleasure. I've been waiting about 3 weeks to do this poem. It's already been recorded, but anyway, it's called Glory.
Okay. Mike,
I like Glory.
All right, yeah.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be having a praise party, right? So Glory sits
absolutely.
Right in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It sure does.
He began his design by creating day and night. Then he formed the universe, placing stars and planets to provide a phenomenal showpiece during the night. He created the sun to give us the daylight hours and to keep us warm. He created the earth to provide a home for us and decorated it with nature. He created all the animals to provide us with food and friendship. Finally, he created us and said we were good. The same God that created the universe said the world needed one of you and me. Seeing we were flawed, he sent his only son to atone for our sins so that we would be free from Satan's grasp upon our souls. Jesus left heaven to be the ultimate sin redeemer, to die upon a cross to set all humanity free. He did that because he loved us so much. Willing to be tortured and murdered, he valued us just that much. He walked the earth so that he could show us the way. He brought heavenly light to glow during our darkest night. I want to thank the Holy Trinity for sharing their loving mercies upon my soul. I was lost in the world, and he set out to find me wandering around this planet. And he said to me, "Child, you are my daughter, and I love you so much. I sent my son to set you free. Now go and bring my message to the world. Tell them of my miracles and the redemption they will find in my son. All glory be to the heavenly Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They form the beautiful Trinity of heavenly love and mercy. God's grace and mercy is the true expression of love. A love like no other, a love that never fails. It is unconditional. He is ever present. He will never abandon you. Glory, glory, glory. Our inheritance is in the key to heaven's gate. We shall be welcomed into our Father's home to sit at the banquet table of the great I Am. Stay strong and bold in the Lord. He shall restore your soul and fight your battles. God is the glory everlasting." Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Another sermon. But you know what, Amelia? I think one line in that piece surmised your entire piece. When you said that he will never abandon you. That supported everything else that you said in that piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No matter how far we fall, no matter how much success we achieve, he'll never abandon us. He's always there.
Yes.
If that doesn't empower you and encourage you, nothing on this earth will. Yeah, I love that piece. And I'm glad you've been chomping at the bits for that long to get it over to us, because that made you more determined to get it here. You got it here. Thank you.
Yes, my pleasure.
Nah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was definitely a brilliant piece. Sometimes we need to hear in this earthly realm the glory of God. You know, sometimes it's not enough for us to see it. Sometimes we have to hear it, right? You know, imagine if you're out at like, you know, a lake or riverfront, and you close your eyes and you just hear the glory of God through the currents of the water, through the stream, through the air that briskly blows, and your eyes is closed, so you can't see any of this, but you can hear it. That's God's glory. And we take those small things for granted. God's glory. Oh, man, don't stop me back up, y'all. Don't stop me back up. I love that, Amelia.
You are so right. And as I said in the piece, you decorated it with nature, right? And I love nature. And you're so correct. And so many people miss that. They miss the little small things in life. Like right after I moved to this particular apartment, it was Palm Sunday. And I was out there talking to God on my patio. And suddenly, I have a big old tree on my porch. And suddenly, a leaf fell right beside me in the shape of a palm. Mm. And see, that I didn't, I caught that. I understood that. But, you know, a lot of people would have just looked at it, oh, it's just an old leaf just fell, you know.
Yeah, right.
So,
just some true words, you know, that old cliche about take time to smell the roses.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, amen. Thank y'all
so much,
Kings. Continued successes. Prayers up, as always. Much love.
All right, much
God
love.
God bless you, Amelia.
Thanks. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. That was Amelia T. Davis on her way to the Praise Lounge. We're going to go, Paul, right from Amelia T. to Chi-Town's own, Brother O. What's good with you,
Uh-oh.
Brother O?
Hey, what's good, man? How you doing?
Good, brother. How you?
Oh, wonderful.
I'm doing good.
Good to hear.
Good to hear you, bro.
You
absolutely.
Like it. Oh, thanks. Good to hear from you guys, too.
I know you got some fire.
This is one of my all-time favorite poems that ever wrote. It's called Hard Times You Be Your True Friends.
Hmm.
Wow.
Now, that puts a lot of stuff into your head.
Yeah.
Huh?
That brings up a lot of pictures in my head. Hard times between two friends. That could go a lot of ways. So what I'm going to do is shut my mouth and let you bring that to me. So that way I won't be wandering no more. Hard time between two friends. Mike, is yours, King.
No, hard times you be your two friends. True friends. How many of us out there really have them? True friends. The ones who stick with us through our hard times. My dear brothers and sisters, true friends, how many of us out there really have them to lean and depend on in hard times? My dear brothers and sisters, if you ask me to give you the definition of a true friend, I wouldn't be of much assistance, because in this game called life, you have way more acquaintances in your circle than you have true friends. Truth be told, I can count the number of my true friends are both of my hands, and believe me, there are not too many in my personal circle. In my experience, you will have more fair-weather friends in your cipher than true soldiers who weather life storms of time, and when times get hard, you'll discover that your so-called friends will walk out and you will leave you hanging. My dear brothers and sisters, my advice to you is to choose your friends and associates very carefully, because friend is a word we use every day most of the time. It is used in the wrong way. Now, you can look up the word again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the real meaning of having true friends. My dear brothers and sisters, I understand that this subject may be painful for some of you, but I must step into your personal business and ask you this serious question. How many of you out there have fallen on hard times at some point in your life? And you had some folks who thought who had your back, who claimed to love you and smile in your face, and give you all types of praises, who thought was your best friend forever, all of a sudden, poof, and disappear in the thin air like a magician out of your life without any explanation, without any advance notice, not even a red flag or warning sign. And you absolutely have no clue about what happened. Once you live the life of a millionaire, back you in your sinning days, spend your money like you didn't care. You took your friends out for a mighty good time, going out to five-star restaurants and VIP parties, drinking that good old champagne and wine. Everywhere you went, they went. And you used to tell them, y'all ain't got to spend no money because you had it like that with stacks of hundreds, fifties, and twenties in your pocket. You were styling and profiling, and you had plenty of bling bling to match. Oh, just as soon as your money ran low, as soon as you got into some legal trouble, and as soon as your health took a turn for the worse, you couldn't find your true friends, and now you're all alone. Hard times hit you like a hurricane. Things started changing, life started rearranging, now you're all alone. All the friends that you once had, you don't have anymore. You ask yourself, where are my friends? They ain't nowhere to be found. My dear brothers and sisters, truth be told, and God be my witness, in this life you'll find out you ain't got too many true friends out here. Nobody wants to be around you when you're down and out on hard times. I have had my fair share of hard times as well. However, I discovered that hard times are God's way of revealing who my true friends are, particularly while enduring several challenges over the course of my life. I don't say this very often because I never fully experienced what having true friends meant in my life until several years ago. I'm truly blessed and grateful to have true friends who pray for me and check that keep me lifted up, who take time out of their busy lives to call and check up on me, who go and be above and beyond the call of duty to look out for me, who always speak words of encouragement, keep me going, and who are willing to help me out whenever I need something, and who love me unconditionally. My dear brothers and sisters, this poem is for every one of you who is going through hard times. Maybe you lost a loved one or a friend. Maybe you're dealing with challenges in your health. Maybe you're dealing with some family members. Maybe you're dealing with a divorce or a break of a relationship. Or any other situation. Maybe you endure losing everything you own. You endure having a season with no money in your pocket. You endure and struggle with addiction. Endure and struggle with abuse. Endure seasons of loneliness or any other degree of hard times. I have a couple of words of advice. Sit down and reexamine your circle of friends and associates both on social media and in real life, and reevaluate the relationships with your family members. Take time to meditate and ask yourself, who has really stood by you during your hard times? Who has called and checked up on you when you were sick? Who has been there for you every step of the way during your hard times? And ask yourself, who are your true friends out there that you can lean and depend on the hard times? Eventually, God will reveal them to you. I want to share this powerful quote to close out this masterpiece. Friends are like a tree. Some are like leaves and come to your life for a season. Some are like branches. They are there for you initially, but they will leave you high and dry when you step on them. And then you have those friends that represent the roots. They'll be there for you no matter what. They will stand by your side no matter what. And once you find those real friends in your life, maybe one or two people, you better hang on to them for dear life. And you better learn how to appreciate them. And don't ever let them go, no matter what you face in your lifetime. And as always, my dear brothers and sisters, you don't have any friends. We all have a friend in Jesus Christ. And he's your only friend out here in this crazy world. And that's at peace.
Wow, he brought that torch with him tonight.
Yeah, he did.
That wasn't the
flame. Yeah, he did. Man, listen.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ, your only friend. You know.
Yes.
One of the teaching points that, you know, teach my kids is when they use the word friend. And I say, you got to be careful how you use the word friend, because everyone's not your friend. Okay?
Right.
But the Bible says that there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And that friend is Jesus,
mm-hmm.
as that brother said.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it just amazes my kids, man. They'll quick be like, oh, I got these kind of friends. I got that friend. That's my friend. And my daughter
mm-hmm.
is 10. My daughter is 10 years old, and she says to me today, which I would have
mm-hmm.
never expected from her. She said, Daddy, have you ever had anxiety? I'm like, girl, what you know about anxiety? You're 10, right? That's
mm-hmm.
my initial thought. But she elaborates on it, and she says, yeah, she says, when I'm around a whole lot of people I don't know, it bothers me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, she paid attention. She listened.
Mm-hmm.
And now she, anxiety, so I have to be tactful in how I address it now. So, bro, listen, I love that piece, Brother O. Thank you, man. There
Absolutely.
Is a true friend, and that's in Jesus, Paul.
Yes, indeedy. What a friend we have in Jesus. That song says it all right there, I'm telling you.
Sir.
All our
yes,
sins
sir.
And grief to bed. You know, like you were saying, we have those fair weather friends.
Mm-hmm.
But all our grief and sins to bear.
Bear.
Okay?
Mm.
And he didn't have to do it. He
yeah.
didn't have to do it. He wasn't the one that was falling. It was us. He took our place at judgment.
Yes.
Took what was supposed to become of us for what we've done. And most times when he took it, we were still running from him or giving him our tail to kiss, disrespecting him. Oh, man, look. And he did it. Willingly, lovingly. Man, look. That's a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you say,
yeah.
A friend is there for you in good times and in bad times when you need him and when you don't think you need him, but you need him. He's there. They have that discernment to know when he's not going to walk away. He's not going to let you go no matter what you say. He's going to be there for you to bring you through something.
Yes.
There's a connection between you and a friend.
Yes.
You know, like Brother O was saying, you don't get many. My mama told me I would be blessed if I could count the number of friends I had on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her she was crazy. I got a lot of friends, you know, because I was somewhat popular at one point in time. I got a lot of friends. Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. Did you say, can you say I had to eat my words? She knew
yeah.
exactly what she was talking about. And now I know. You know, you are blessed. So, like Brother O said, the dictionary doesn't even know the true meaning of a friend. Because a lot of
oh,
it
yeah.
can't even be spoken
oh, yeah.
about. It's a spiritual connection. It can't even be put
yeah.
into words, you know. You know, it was a wonderful piece, bro. Beautiful piece. An eye-opening piece. You know, as always, you always give people something to think about. And as well
Absolutely.
As something to grasp upon and grow from. You know, yes, I loved it.
Absolutely.
And it was another perfect piece for tonight. Man, look at God. Look at God.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing
Brother
in pieces
o.
to just keep it.
Yeah, man. Brother O, we, you know, we love you over here at the Inspiration Factory. Brother, we're going to send you on over to the Praise Lounge, man, because you add an element, man, that we need, man. And your testimony.
Thank you, brother.
Your pieces,
Thank you.
Brother. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, on his
sure.
way to the Praise Lounge is our brother, Brother O. Man, one love, one mic, Brother O.
God bless. One love. One
and
love.
Next up, coming to the mic, Paul is no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. As a matter of fact, he happens to be the CEO and who's Raw Links
Rutlow
sponsors this platform as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, CEO of Epiphany Radio. Baby, baby.
Yeah. Man, take your socks off. Yo, yo, what it do, what it do. Reverend
good,
Paul, the speed racer, Deacon, Poetic, what it do, y'all. Hey, listen, I have a request. I need this. My spirit yearns for this. Can I have like 2 seconds of Jesus by Andrea? What's her name? Please, I need you to hit
Andrea
me with that.
Johnson.
And my heart
Let me shock you back.
Ooh, Lord, help me. Talk to you, Father. Yes. Thank you, God. Yes, fill me, Lord. Yes. Touch my heart, Lord God. Touch my soul. Watch me in the night. Watch me in the
evening. Look at myself in the mirror.
Thank you.
Religion looking back at me.
My God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Call me when you want him. Call him when you need him.
Call. You know, every time you listen to songs, man, and every time you hear something different, I paid attention to a verse there when she said religion in her life died. She said religion in my life died.
Religion in her life died, man.
That's Christ. Powerful, man.
God.
Whew. Yeah, that's a powerful statement.
Okay. Yo, man, I'm just saying to you, brother, thank you for playing that. I really appreciate that, man. That song just fills me. It just vibrates through my inner core, man. It just, man, the level of praise and everything that builds up, you know, ministers to me. It ministers to me. Yes, I don't know about anybody else, but it ministers to me. Like, you heard new words within there. It just, man, the love of God. The love of the Son who gave his life for us, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, man. My body is shaking right now.
Willingly, bro. Willingly. Mm-hmm. Willingly.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shout out to
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, fellas. I'm cool. I'm good. And right where you need to be.
You know,
thank you.
You don't have nothing for us tonight? Or
you're
the blue cop?
Yes, I do. Let me do this for y'all. I want to thank you once again. Let me do this. Then I'm going to head off to the plantation.
Van, you was going to let him get away with that. But you always catch me when I try. Now, what's up with that?
He the CEO, bro.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
You got me. Yeah, y'all silly. That's silly. Shout out to Miss Pearly and Miss VIP. Miss Pearly, see, I feel better, Miss Pearly. I'm doing all right. She know what I'm talking about. So listen, let me do this piece so I can get up off here. Y'all about to make me lose my job before I even get to there. This is an old, very, very old piece. I think I wrote this like way back when the Inspiration Factory started, and I was in my full swing of praising and everything good like that, you know what I'm saying? So this is way back, and I just wanted to relive this piece. It's one of those pieces. If you ever look back as a writer at your old stuff, and you'd be like, wow, that's kind of corny. How did I even write that? You know, we got growth in us now. So I just want to do that for y'all.
Mic is yours, bro.
I don't need to know the name of this. Thank you. I sit in thought sometimes about things that occur to me, mostly the harshnesses of life's realities, disturbed, perturbed by folks who have hurt me. But in God, I found a peace of mind and a way to leave behind those memories that stole my sight and kept me blind. Peace and tranquility I could not see or find. Yes, that's what kept me alive, turned nightmares to dreams, broken hearts and limbs to wings. Spiritually, I soar, I fly. He gave us free will, so I decide to just do this thing. Yes, he gave us free will, but I feel I have no choices, either live in the madness in this world without God, or to love God, mind, body, and soul, and to live to rejoice. To give praise to move to the sound of that magnificent voice, to explore in search of even more, to dig, to remove that hidden lid, to uncover ancient scrolls, but worth more than gold. Touched by it cleanses the soul. The Holy Spirit, I found it. Discovering God, I want to dance, I want to sing. Life as a Christian ain't easy, but I like it. I love it so. I decide to just do this thing. All praises to the Most High. For real.
So, what was it about that piece that you looked back upon years later and thought was corny?
Right.
I need to understand.
You acting like Danielle right now, bro. Well, I'm going to just say this. Not the words. The words have much meaning to me. It's the way I say them now. It's the cadence. It was more poetry that was meant to be written, more or less to be spoken, like spoken word, I think. I've grown so much
to do
with that
saying.
Type of piece. You know.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was a dope piece. I'm like, man,
yeah.
I don't know what he thought about this was corny. Huh?
Exactly. I do know that as we grow and mature with our poetry, poems take on a different facet of our lives. So they may be recited differently, but
yeah.
The power is still there. The power was there from its birth. God don't make us write nothing weak. Like what we were talking about earlier, Van, ain't no punk Christians.
Ain't no punk Christians over here.
Yeah.
He don't give us no punk papers, you know? So,
right.
As we mature.
Yeah, you're right.
I like that. Our life experience makes us connect differently to that piece. We share it differently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I like
that
you said that.
Eternally growing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that you said that, Paul, because back then I considered myself a renegade Christian. You know, I didn't pacify. You know, I spoke in truth. So, you know, hence I changed my name from, I was called back then L-E-L, the spiritualist. And I changed my name to For Real, the poet, because I had to keep it real with myself. Coming from a life of being a people pleaser, it wasn't about pleasing people any longer. It was about pleasing and appeasing God and pleasing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So with what I felt, whether it was about a pastor, church, or whatever it was, I kept it real. I think you saw that at the event that you had a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Some
so
still
that's my
about
thing.
It.
My apologies.
That's it. For Real got up there and he showed his whole entire anus.
Hey, Paul.
You could have said butt, Paul. You could have said butt.
But I gave him permission. I gave him permission because he said he had to do it raw. He couldn't sugarcoat it because he felt that strongly about it. And when a poet feels that strongly about something that they did, you cannot put restrictions on them, really, you know, or you shouldn't, I should say. And, you know, and some people are still talking about it, you know, in various ways. Some were shocked, but they said, but what he's saying is true, you know. So, I mean, sometimes you got to shock people to get them to recognize and hear some things. And, you know, when you asked me that, I felt that, and that's why I gave you the permission.
Right.
And it had the results that I hoped that it would. It still got them talking about it, I mean. The message is being delivered.
Hey, man, you got to say it in a way where the people understand it sometimes. And I love my people, man. I just want more for my people. I want them to want it, too. And I appreciate you for having that event and for allowing me to do it the way I wanted to do it, the way I felt like I can only do it. So I appreciate that, man. And the same sense of you and Van doing this show tonight. Doing it every other week, man. I appreciate you guys for continuing on with the Word of God up in here through poetry, man. I mean it with my heart.
Bro, to God be the glory, man.
That.
We do it for His glory, man. You know, He gave us an assignment, you know. You entrusted us with this platform, and, you know, we just want to do the Lord proud, you know.
Yeah, amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You know, it started off.
Amen. Thanks for the umbrella, too, by the way, y'all, man.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. Anytime. I always got that umbrella for you. Always got the umbrella for you.
Yeah, help you get the rest. One love, y'all. I'm going to let y'all
One love, brother.
One love.
God bless
One
you, bro.
Hey, no. For real.
Okay.
Man, let everybody know
he
about tomorrow night, man. You got a show tomorrow night, man.
Hey,
you can't just go running off into the sunset now.
Well, thank you, Van, because I really want people to know. Tomorrow, we have a theme for tomorrow night, Van. We're getting back to the romance. It's the return of romance. And Danielle shouted out sappiness, the return of sappiness. Not necessarily. If the return of romance is sappy for you, then that's what you bring. But I want to discuss romance. Is it still alive? What's your romantic fantasy? These things have nothing to do with sexuality, sex, or anything like that. What's your romantic fantasy? All of us went through, we've been going through some lot of stuff in relationships throughout our lives, you know what I'm saying? But do you still hold on to that romantic fantasy? Ladies, do you picture yourself or a gentleman riding in on a white horse? I don't know. What is your fantasy, fellas? A beautiful woman with her apron on cooking for you. What is your fantasy? Do we still hold on to those regardless of the hardships that we've been through? What's your fantasy? What's your romantic fantasy? Is it lit candles and a dinner? We just want to discuss that tomorrow night. Your poetry can be based around romance, heartache, or whatever it is. Okay, so we're going to be discussing that at the end. Well, I was going to say at the Inspiration Factory. Y'all got me hyped. I'm so hyped right now. I don't even need no coffee. I'm telling you. I feel like I had some coffee. I swear to God, I'm going to have fun at work tonight. It's going to be y'all fault.
That's all right.
I want to make a real quick shout out. I want to make a real quick shout out before I get off of here to my dear sister, Amelia T. Davis, with the yelling that you're fabulous. I love you, darling. But, you know, I need you to tone that down. That's that piece.
All right, my brother.
All right. One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one love, one mic.
Douglas, get your raw links. I got mine. I hope you got yours.
I got mine.
Baby.
Indeed.
All right,
you better
man.
Get
all
it.
Right. You better get it, man. You better get it. All right, we're going to go from. Let me make a quick announcement before we bring on the next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 10:54. If you are listening in online, you must dial 319-527-6300 and press 1 if you want to speak. But otherwise, you will get cut off on the live stream in 6 minutes, and you won't be able to hear the remainder of the show. Now, with that being said, we're going to move on to Canada's own Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Hey,
you
guys.
How you doing?
Great show.
Thank you.
I'm doing good, thanks.
Yeah. See what happens when you turn something over to God.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, see what happens when you turn something over to God. We pray for the show that for him to have his way, and look what he is doing.
Yes, yes. Look what he's
doing. We couldn't have planned this.
Not at all.
I was interested in the comment that someone said the church has died. Was that the quote that somebody had said earlier, just not long ago?
They said the church is. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it was religion has died, and I just wanted to make
a little
comment with regard to that. Is that I think that's
no,
where
no, no,
we
that's
have
not
gone.
What I said. That's,
okay,
that's not
what
I said. I said the songwriter in the song that was played. When she found Jesus, she said religion had died in her life.
Okay. And then it was back again. Is that it?
No. No, it's not back because under Christ, you're not under religion.
Religion
died. Relationship.
Yeah,
religion
and that's what I was going to say that because there's a difference between being religious and being spiritual. And
absolutely,
being,
big difference.
And that was my point with regard to that comment because it's, a lot of people are religious, but they're not spiritual. They don't have the spirit within them. And I really like that statement.
You know, we got to keep it real now. We can't come here with no false stuff.
Yeah.
No, you know, the word God cannot be politically correct.
Yeah.
Where so much comes from nowadays. They water it down and try to not to hurt nobody's feelings, but I mean,
not to hurt nobody's feelings.
If the truth hurts,
yeah.
just say ouch and make some adjustments.
Make some adjustments.
That's
the problem. That's the problem. Is everybody's worried about not hurting people's feelings when it comes to the Word of God?
Yeah.
One of our ministers preached today, and he said that it was funny because he quoted something from the Bible. He said, "Well, I didn't say it. The Bible says." He said, "You know what? I did say it because I believe in the Bible. So yes, I said it." Oh, man. Ooh, you're talking about somebody was standing in the room shouting? Oh, my God, I was shouting.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing. I've gone through a lot of stuff since I became a Christian back in when I was in my early 20s. And a lot of it came from people who I say are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. And I became very embittered after my divorce because of some of the things that the church people, who I thought were my friends, said to me. Yeah, yeah. And so I kind of, it became very internal, my faith and my beliefs and my trust in God, because I didn't trust human beings that much after that experience. And I have still have the Savior in my heart. I worship in a different way, I guess you could say. And I think that it has opened my eyes to a lot of different things with regard to churching. You know what I mean? And but I brought something today that weighs heavy on me, and I'll just read it and then if you have time we can talk, I guess. And it's called Death is Calling. Crystal, crack, cocaine, 3 C's, OxyContin, hydromorphine, a junkie's dream. Just a few to choose from today's menu. Recipes for death in all venues. Clouded by the smoke pipe load, chasing a high you never can hold. You keep trying but don't succeed, only to pick the sores till you bleed. Eyes once brighter, empty and dead. Minds are altered, twisted, misled. Who is this girl, this boy, those kids? They once were kind and loving instead. Deeper, deeper into the abyss, circling the sewers and dead ends grip. Their back is turned on those once loved. Loved ones pray for a miracle above. Do you see the hands outstretched for you? Can you look beyond the drugs and dirt? Look hard, look deep, remember your roots. We are waiting for you to beat this brute. Don't turn your face away from us. We are the ones for you to trust. You're trapped. There is no joie de vivre. Death now calls and we all grieve. End poem.
Oh, wow. There you are. That.
Wow.
That piece spoke of portion of my life. I mean, I connected to that piece on so many levels.
My daughter is caught in that trap. It's horrible.
Yes, it is. I lived that trap and put my family through that trap. So I feel for you right now, and you are definitely my prayers for this.
Thank you.
Prayer is the only thing that's going to change that.
Yeah, I've done everything, but you can't lead a horse to water and make them drink. They have to want to. I've done everything that you can think of to get her help, and it's impossible.
What's
except
her name?
For a miracle.
What's your daughter's name, Lady A?
Charity.
Beautiful
I named
name.
Her after 1 Corinthians 13.
Wow.
Charity, if love does not flow from me, I am nothing. Jesus, reduce me to love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, you said you've done everything to get her help. You said you've done everything to get her help.
Yeah.
And you are still holding on to the burden of you doing everything to get her help.
I'm trying to, yeah, I'm trying to let go because I drive myself crazy.
Absolutely. And the reason I say you need to release that is because it's one of those moments where God is looking at you and saying, tapping you on your shoulder, are you ready to give her to me yet? Are you ready to let me have her? Are you ready to let me work now? Because you've done all that you can, and he's not upset with what you've done. He hoped that you would endure and do all that you have done. But now it's time for you to release it to him and allow him to work. And it may be frustrating because you have to take your hands off because you can't do anything, but it's going to be the best for your daughter.
You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, Lady X, speaking from the other side of that equation, the enemy uses us when we are clattered with drugs. He knows your love for your child and that you're going to do whatever needs to be done for that child. He expects that, and he uses you through your child.
Because I'm her target.
We become Satan's puppet, and he uses us and our addictions to destroy the power that you wield.
Yeah.
You know, there comes a time when you have to. The tough love is real, because your love can also cause you to enable us.
Yep.
Well, the thing is that we've been
feeds on it.
Yeah, I stay away from her because she has to have someone to blame, and she blames me, and I know the difference. It's just and so I've stayed away from her for a very long time, for years actually. And once in a while, I'll get a peek in, and she seems to come to her senses for a moment or two, and then she's back in the same spot again. But I know I have, it's a long story, but there is an enabler in the family, and that has made this so much worse. And she's damaged herself with the drugs, and she has drug-induced schizophrenia. And it's been really a nightmare, actually. It's just been a real nightmare. Drugs are something that I think everybody's touched by them in one way or another. And I think it's such a destroyer of families and loved ones. There's so much collateral damage. And and I do believe every day, like it's on my mind every day. So you have to believe for a miracle, because what else is there? That's all there is from the beginning, you know. It's a miracle.
Absolutely. And we would definitely pray.
Would you mind if we prayed right now?
Oh, no, not at all.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, touching and standing in agreement for charity.
Yes, God.
One of your children, Father God, that the enemy has enticed with drugs has clouded her mind, Father God. Lord, we ask for your power to bind that demon that is affecting this child. In the name of Jesus, you cannot have this child, Father God. We are pleading the blood of your son over this young lady.
Yes, God.
Father God, do not let the enemy have her. Place prayer and people, positive, God-fearing people in her life to bring her back.
Yes.
Father God, bring her back. Father God, hear the pain of her mother. Comfort her, Lord. Father God, have your way. Use this family, but use them in such a way that it will be effective for this child.
Yes.
Family is important. You know this, Father God. That's why you embedded family. But please, Lord, place what she needs in her path.
that she might turn to you and cry out, Father God, Father Abba, help me.
Yes, God.
We will.
Yes, God.
But until she does, Father, please encamp your angels around her to protect her. Let no hurt, harm fall upon her, Lord, until she can come to her senses and bow at your feet. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for what you're about
love
to
you,
do
Lord.
In the life of this young lady.
Amen. Yes, God.
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And I will be praying daily for you and with you, Lady A.
Thank you.
I share that light. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. The
I'm so thankful that you've
self-control that she is feeling right now makes her not want to come to your love. She knows it's there, but she feels so bad about herself that she's running from you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
She lost her house, and we had to take the kids from her for a little over a year, and I went to get her to try to go to the hospital, and she was just, you know, in a rage. And the last words that she spoke to me was, I don't think I can say it on the radio, but anyway, it wasn't very pleasant. She told me to F off, you piece of shit. And
let me know. She didn't tell you that.
No.
Remember.
It's not
this
her.
This is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual war that you're in.
Yeah. It's not. This person that's invaded my daughter's body and her mind, or it's not my daughter. This is not her at all. And so I appreciate your prayers. It's been a heartache for sure. And
know that once you become a part of the body of Christ, you're never alone. You're never alone.
Thanks.
That's right.
That's with the body of Christ. We're here on the show, and we're here off the air.
You know, it's some of the shows have been so emotional for me, and I'm amazed that I'm just find myself, you know, emptying myself on them, and so I appreciate that.
God be the glory.
Absolutely.
Because he put us in place to be there for you to do just that.
Yes.
Because
thank you.
He still got work for you. That's why
yes,
he said
yes.
He's through all of
oh yeah.
See, believe it or not, the enemy is actually this issue has you unfocused on the task that God really has for you. So
I believe that.
You know, so God is like, yeah, we got stuff to do.
Yep, for sure.
So if nothing else can cause you encouragement throughout this, use that to encourage yourself.
Absolutely.
Know that
thank
all
you.
This is happening for the glorification of the Lord.
Yes.
We don't stand. Trust me, he will be glorified at the end.
I believe that.
Your heart.
I believe in miracles, so I believe that she will.
Every day.
Yeah. And she was brought up in a Christian home, so she knows too. Yeah. She was brought up that way, so she understands, and she's fighting it tooth and nail for sure. But I believe, I have to believe, that it'll be okay, and she'll come back into the fold and into my arms.
Absolutely.
Like the woman that reached out and just touched Christ's robe. You know.
Yeah.
He told her, your faith has healed you. You know, sometimes that's what you have to do. Show him your faith.
Yeah.
He is not in the let me down business.
No. Hard job. It's a hard road to travel, that's for sure. Because the destruction has been the whole family, so.
When it's time for that generational curse to be broken.
Yep.
You may be the chisel to do just that. Prayer life, your faith, and your looking to the Lord and not allowing those circumstances to take you from him.
Yes.
Don't give that power over your relationship with Christ.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen and share.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Platform to God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I was just going to say we're going to send Lady A over to the Praise Lounge. And we're going to keep praying for you and your daughter because that's a very, very touchy situation. And you got to release it, though. You got to give it to God and just take your hands off. But stick around,
I have
Lady
it fully.
A.
I know that, yeah. I really, I have
I know.
To.
I can tell. I can tell. I can tell.
it's human.
Yeah,
absolutely. But stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A on her way to the Praise Lounge. We're going to go from Lady A to a Mama Ola Daisy. Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Oh, I like that. I like that. Ola Daisy, you got it. Yeah, my son, not going to say my name. It's about doggone
well,
time.
Well, that's your child. You better know how to say your name, don't you?
I got tired of you scolding me every time on the air for just saying it's Ola Daisy. Ola Daisy.
But you said it so cute and so good. Like, you just got good at it.
But thank you, Mama. You know, thank you, Mama.
Yeah, that was beautiful pronunciation. So I want to say to Lady A that my name is Vicky, VickiAcquah. And I am a counselor in 12-step program. So if you want to call me, we can discuss some things about your daughter. Hit me up on my Facebook page, Lady A, and I think I can help you. Okay.
Amen. Look at God. Look at God. Boy,
amen. Look at God. Look at him.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mom. What were you
saying? Okay. The thing I want to address, I've been messing with Joe all week because he's been putting those beautiful pictures up of the sky. I don't know if you all see them.
No.
Well, you got to go
to
the space. And every time he put a picture up of the sky, it would inspire a poem in me. But I start remembering the favorite poem that of all times was this poem to me called Trees. So I'm going to do Trees, and then I'm going to do the short pieces that I was inspired to do by Joe's pictures of the sky. So this particular poem is a famous poem by Joyce Kilmer, and to me it's one of the most beautiful poems ever written. I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to read two short poems that was inspired by Joe's pictures. So make sure you go look on his page at his pictures of the sky. So when I get to the poems, you can kind of see them. So this is called Tree. Trees is one of the most beautiful poems written, and it goes like this. Let's see. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. And a tree that looks at God all day and lifts its leafy arms to pray. Against the sweet earth's flowing breath, a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. And that's Tree by Joyce Kilmer. And I tried to do it by heart, so I kind of think I'm turned it around, but that's the gist of it. So the poem that I did, well, today was an angry, God had made an angry sky. It's an angry sky on Joe's page. And the day before that, yesterday, I was very upset about the same thing I'm usually upset about, is people plagiarizing and not apologizing, and then they keep going on and on like nothing happened. And I'm sitting here waiting on, well, when are they just going to apologize and let's keep it moving? You know, but they're not, because they want to feel like, you know, poor me, everybody's sorry for them, nobody's sorry for me. So I was doing a lot of cussing in my poems yesterday, and finally I just said, you know what? When I saw that, saw the beautiful picture of the sky that Joe had, it was an angry sky. I said, this is how God cussed us. He puts all that, you know, stormy-looking sky up there and all this black stuff and everything. He's cussing us out. I said, I got to stop cussing. So I wrote the poem. I said, sorry, God. I was cussing a lot yesterday. Please forgive me. All I have is my word, and I cannot create an angry sky warning. A sky that's warning people that a storm is brewing. Yes, Lord, I defiled myself with those words. I hope to get them all out and be cleansed. So I pray and I ask. I knock, I behold. I am humbled as I watch for the sky to turn blue again. I cannot create an angry sky. And even your angry sky is beautiful. So I pray. I knock, I behold, the battle is not mine, but his. So I can wait on the Lord to fight my battles, and I don't have to cuss again. In peace on that one. And then the beautiful poem that Joe had up there is on his page. And I had it pulled up. I think I lost it, but you can look on my page, too. It's a poem about the beautiful sky and how it inspired me to pull out the poem about the trees. I think that I should never see a poem as lovely as a tree. But in modern day times, I would say I wonder about the captured cloud that answers the where, the when, and the how, and the why, and the captured blue with the burst of white that lingers in a crisp blue sky. No questions about who put it there. The poem says only God can make a tree. And I add, plus, a beautiful sky for us to see. And that's my contribution for today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amazing, amazing. I love the wordplay, the realism of it. And it's so, I love nature pieces, especially when they're inspired by a picture that you've seen. And then it's God's handiwork. So it's just amazing, Mama. Thank you.
Thank you. Go look on Joe's page. He's been doing it. I'm sorry. I said, go look on Joe's page. I want you to be sure to see the pictures of the different skies that he's been putting up there.
Okay, I'll be sure to go check it out really after the show.
Okay.
Took me there, Mama, because I was with my goddaughter. I was with my goddaughter one evening, and we went up, climbed up the fire escape, and went onto the roof of her apartment building. It was a flat-top roof, and we were just sitting up there, you know, smoking cigarettes, having a glass of wine, and we were just talking. And we looked over, and it was the most beautiful pink sunset.
Mm.
And immediately I started writing. And it birthed in my head a compilation of poems talking about the sights and sounds of Philadelphia. So like when I'm walking down the streets and I hear maybe a SEPTA bus, it would inspire me to write something. But that the power of pieces of pictures of the sky and of nature – they can just inspire so much writing that, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And it hurt me because that piece was lost on one of my phones. But I'm going to redo it because it's still burning it within me. So you speaking on that tonight really helped. That kind of reignited that. So thank you for bringing that.
Well, if you get it together again, send it to me. I would like to put it in my repertoire for my favorite poems by other poets. I have a page for that too.
Okay, I definitely will.
One last thing, and I'm getting ready to get off of here. I just want to speak on what you all were talking about earlier about forgiveness. And I had a problem with a friend of mine, a very old dear friend of mine, who's so jaded and so mean from being in New York City all our life, and then with the coronavirus. He's a clinical psychiatrist, and she said some hurtful things to me. I mean, this is a 30-year friendship, and I told her I wasn't going to talk to her because now I told her, I said, I don't trust you anymore with my feelings. Because she disagreed with something that I said. I believe, even though I'm a revolutionary and I love my people, I don't believe every person that's from the Caucasian race is bad. And she just got so upset with me. Yeah, she got, well.
And that's correct. That is correct.
But no, well, anyway, listen, I'm just telling how she attacked me about that. Because I'm a revolutionary, that I should not be saying anything like that. I should not. I'm like, come on now. I mean, really, that's just, like, really crazy. You can't hold that against me how I feel. You know, so now I don't trust you with my feelings anymore because you want to cuss at me and tell me all kind of crazy stuff that I shouldn't even be doing my poetry in front of Caucasians because they should be paying me, like, $5,000 to even hear my voice, that they don't even deserve to hear my voice. I mean, like, it's black people that don't deserve to hear my voice. It's not a matter of what color the person is. I have certain people that I care about and I love, and I don't care what color they are. And it doesn't make any sense for her to be sitting up there. So now we got this big problem. So now she wants to go into Ramadan and do all her confessing to God, but bypass me. So this is what I say about forgiveness. You have to go to the person that you've hurt. You can't bypass them. You can't go to God and get yourself together and just leave the person on the side of the road hurting. And that's what I keep telling people about forgiveness. Go to the person you hurt, then go to God.
Then go to God.
That's
correct.
That's the point, right?
That's a very true statement.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something that people need to realize. You can't take shortcuts.
Nope.
That you want to bypass, don't want to make amends, don't want to, address the person. Because people don't ever want to
You don't want to face what you did wrong.
Right.
Yeah, so you think you can bypass that and just go to God and ask for forgiveness. No. You have to face that demon. You have to face the consequences of what your actions brought.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I've been going through this week. Plus, my mom is in the hospital. Thank you for everybody's prayer. She fell and broke her bone. Her hip bone, and I went to see her, me and my grandson, and he was just so good with her. Prayers are working, and she's just laying up there. She's not in her dementia, but she still got the same mind of escaping. So the nurse said, even with her with a broke hip, he's still laying up there trying to plan her escape. So, I used to always come here and tell y'all about mom running away. We had to chase her around when she was in her dementia. But now she's incapacitated. And so my grandson bent down to take care of her. And she whispered to him, are you going to get me out of here? I'm like, what did you say? He's like, and the nurse said she's real fidgety. Like she's scared that she might even try to flip over off the bed. So I said, oh, my goodness. So that's mom still trying to run away. So I just want to thank everybody for their prayers. I played Marianne Williams for her. You know the songs I play for you all sometimes. And she kept looking at the phone and seeing this beautiful voice come out. And then all of a sudden I heard her with her little sweet self. She said, sing, lady. You go ahead and just sing. Yeah, so it was a beautiful, beautiful visit. And I'm going to let you all go because I can go on and on and on about my woes. One love.
Thank you, Mama.
God bless
one love,
you.
One mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic.
Oh.
Yes, Mama?
I forgot. The baby looks so cute in her little earrings. She's adorable. Adorable. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Yeah, Mama's saying, Mama sent my baby girl a bracelet and some earrings, and finally had her wear them this weekend, took a picture and sent them to Mama, and she looks so cute. I'll put it in our chat, but we're going to bring on Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Go.
Yeah. Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, how's it going? Y'all are automatic, man. Y'all are freestyle artists.
Oh,
you can't shut down the anointing. Can't shut down the anointing. Y'all freestyle artists.
Paul did do a freestyle.
It's a freestyle
two weeks ago,
artist
though.
Being another freestyle artist. Two freestyle artists. Right here. Divine Inspiration and Poets Meadows.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not Poets
Meadows. Y'all my favorite. Jenna's one of my favorites. I can't knock y'all for y'all freestyle.
Nah.
Off the dome.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah.
You missed that show.
Yeah, Paul.
I can see how blessed y'all are to be a great freestyle. You know. You can do that anytime. Mm-hmm. Anytime. You know.
All right, man. Do you get the feeling he's trying to set us up for something that ain't gonna happen?
I got that feeling.
Okay, I was wondering.
My go-go brother, what you got for us tonight, bro?
All right, for my fellow anointed freestyle artist, I'm such a fan. I'm going to do, what's his name, Micah Stampley,
mm-hmm.
Heaven or Earth.
Okay.
All right.
Mike,
Something's moving. Something's changing. Feel its glory. Feels like heaven on the earth. Something's moving. Something's changing. Feel its glory. Feels like heaven on the earth. I can feel the heaven. I can feel the heaven right into my direction. Thanking God for the purpose of my life. You see, I could have died like yesterday. But God, you came here to make a better way. My words, my tongue belong to you for doing everything that you have done. Saying the sun, because the joy came in the morning. Warning that oppression must die, that injustice must die. That all things equivalent to evil must die. Looking to the doctor's office, looking to the judge's chamber, that justice must be done, for the Lord loves justice. Something's moving. Something's changing. If you can feel the glory around the whole heaven, I can see the reflection and see the smile on my face. I'm at a special place, glorifying God as I applaud when my days may seem so kind of hard, but God, you take charge. Something's moving, something's changing, feel his glory, looks like heaven on earth. If you can take a stand, if you can yell out his name,
If you can say, God, you've done it again. If you can just express how you feel for thanking God for that you woke up this morning. God woke you up while others was in the casket. It's so fantastic to see another smile on my face. Even when I got tears, I add to the years. My words are so familiar that I had to make it clear. To thanking God, it's not hard because I know that I've been on the down, now I come for the come up. You are the greatest in me, in my heart, in my spiritual. The pain, it's just only minimal because I can feel the joy spreading in my mind and my heart that I may feel kind of numb, but I'm not dumb because you give me the spiritual journey to make me more alert, to make me more smart, to learn from the good and the bad and to speak on my behalf, and you are the greatest. So something's moving, something's changed. Feel his glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Now spread the joy all over the place. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 gears in the morning, Brooklyn Drive. Much love to all my freestyle artists up here. Shout out to Divine Inspiration. Shout out to Poet Meadows and his house. And God's
Thank you,
house.
Brother.
You know what I mean? Representing God's house all day long. You know, big ups to y'all.
We're in heaven, no other way.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, I got
that. That was a powerful piece, though. I love that. I heard that piece before, and it just gets better.
Yeah, I'll
throw
another freestyle You know, I try to be like, you know, I just wish I had the anointing like you all have to do a freestyle. You know, that's why I'm always trying to say, golly, how can I be blessed like Poet Meadows and Divine Inspiration to be a freestyle artist like them? Because like, they're my heroes.
Man, you got some
freestyles to me.
Do I have a solution? Yeah, I do.
You need them hip waiter jaws.
Y'all the heavyweights of the freestyle community.
Boy, where the lightning
well,
at?
Well, listen, my go-go brother. We're going to have to keep it moving. We got a few more minutes, and we still got three more callers to get to, my go-go brother. We appreciate your peace, man. Sorry you got kicked off earlier,
Definitely.
But you're back. You made it back in. So stick around and enjoy the rest
All right,
of the show.
My go-go
okay, my brother. All right, my go-go
Thank
brother.
You.
God bless
Ladies
you, brother.
Gentlemen.
One love, one life.
God bless you, brother. So, that's charismatic, y'all. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going next to from a go-go brother freestyle to a stormy freestyle. Gina Storm, y'all. Hey, Gina.
Right, bro. It's getting hot in here.
Back to freestyles. My goodness. This might be a first. Happy Sunday, my brother.
Happy Sunday.
Happy
How you
Sunday,
doing?
Gina. I'm so glad you're here. Because I think you needed to hear tonight's
highly,
program.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I came for some church, and I was not disappointed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To yes. God be the glory.
Yes, indeedy.
Spirit of the
yes,
Lord. In the sanctuary.
He showed up tonight. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
But he's still here.
I felt him in a mighty way. And I told myself, I said, you know what? I've been doing this every other day thing with Mike's for the past week. I would go on one and skip the next and go on another one and skip the next one because I just didn't want to be overwhelmed. And there was a lot
sure.
going on, too many moving parts, and my brain and body and spirit I was tired. So last night I slept good. I went to bed early and I slept good. And I got up this morning and I had like this clarity that you can only get from God's grace and mercy because this time a week ago, I was not okay. But on this
right.
day, I smiled more than I cried. So I am grateful and I'm thankful for God's grace and mercy. And when the Spirit wraps around you and is in all the movements, and your voice is stronger, your face is brighter, your steps are clearer, and your praise is deeper. So I'm just happy to be here.
Justify, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to his name.
I tell you, our daddy is awesome.
Okay, I was having church before y'all muted me. I have church while I'm at church. My church got church.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
But
nothing
I would not
all.
Have made it, and I know that. I wanted y'all to refer back to when the show began about strength. What was the show's theme for the evening? Because you mentioned it previously, and I wanted to use it.
Today's pain is tomorrow's strength.
Today's pain is tomorrow's strength. I'm going to do my piece and be out of here because I'm watching the clock.
Amen, amen. We're blessed to have you. Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you, thank you. I woke up this morning. And this is going to sound insane because everybody who knows me knows that when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I feel is pain. There was somebody who asked me in an inbox message on my Facebook and said, Gina Storm, who is it that you love who has lupus? I said, me, and then the list went on. There were a lot of people in May is Lupus Awareness Month. It's one of those things that unless you don't talk to me regularly or see me on a video chat or for the handful of people who actually come to my address and see my face, people always say, you don't look like what you're going through, and all I can do is praise. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the fact that I was on the wake-up list this morning, and when my feet hit the floor, I wasn't mourning. The fact that my body had died a long time ago and never caught up to the fact that every day I'm showing up for the show. What you doing? It would fight me, and sometimes I'd win, but mostly I would lose and give in, and the pain would be excruciating, sometimes from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, and all I could do is still say this one thing, I am alive, and that's why I'm feeling this. Pain is part of life. So the things that I'm going through today are going to be my strength for tomorrow, and I have to praise God for giving me this ability, because I asked him when I was wheelchair bound, if he allowed me to walk, I would follow the path in which he led. And if he allowed me to speak every day that I live, I would praise his name. So I'm doing so this evening simply because I was diagnosed with lupus, but it doesn't have me. And I woke up today not crying but smiling. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. All I can say is God is having his way this evening, y'all.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
You know, it was just like an unction within my mind to do this show, and I see why now.
Amen.
Yeah, so there's no confusion with God, and you know, that's right along the theme of the show, you know. Through God's grace, no matter what we endure when we get up, you know, or how things may start off. Tomorrow, that thing that almost crippled us today is a strength. Because I beat you yesterday, I survived. You know, through God. I survived, and here I am again.
Got
you
that
not get rid of me. That. Okay? You know, God is so good. And, you know, we have to remember that we have to praise him and remember him when those pains are present. You know, when our heart is broken, when we're going through various things. That's when we need to praise him the most. It's easy to praise him when things are good. But when in the midst of the storm, we have to praise him. And I know time is running out, so I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to start.
We'll see you through. I know y'all got another caller. I'm
going to
go. Love you. One love
for
Mike and God bless.
One love for Mike and God bless
you. God bless you.
Man. All right. Next on the mic, we got Eric 909. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Hey, Bella. Hola.
Hey, Bella. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good.
Been listening to you guys.
Well, we're glad to have you here with us.
Absolutely.
It's an honor.
Thank you. You know, it's not a praise party if we don't have people coming to praise, you know?
That's right.
I have something for you.
Oh.
I have something for both of you.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes, indeedy. And I'm going to shut up so you can let us have what you got.
You know, what it says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. It says, like, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That's one of my favorite and was given to me because of this poem that I will be sharing to you guys. And I dedicate this poem to the ones who are suffering, just like me. And I hope I hope this one touches heart. So I know you have one more caller, so I'm going to go on, okay?
The mic is yours.
Gracious. The title is Beyond. Beyond me, there are mysteries of the universe, a layer where the name turned into unnamed, leaving crumbs of scattered heartbreak, then slowly becoming the soul break. Beyond our synchronized gestures, birthed our heartfelt memories. The first echo of our unspent time, where the once upon a hidden jewel will slowly interlock with the wind, then will gently perish along with the billow. Beyond these novels, my sight read what was written in Braille. The once vivid recollection became my silhouette, where suddenly the damp soil of the earth consumed the shapes created by my history, turning vastness into a dusty speckle. Aye, beyond this bleeding pool is the found illumination of contentment. The bestowed star was chosen by my given grace, where faith will help bury our fate, where realization will heal the hurting, then acceptance will soon blossom, until fresh wounds turn into beautiful scars, still painful to touch, memories, yet liberating to remember. Beyond all these are the reasons why life is beautiful. Despite the aches, despite the breaking, despite death, and I still smile, despite shortened breath, not because the constellation wished to vanish, nor the star prayed to shatter in silence. It's because the celestial body will soon no longer inhabits the earth. I still find it a blessing, a gift to be chosen to sit beside his throne. Amen. And boom.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There were so many points of praise, points of empowerment. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and the metaphors, and wow. That was a complete praise. A complete
Indeed.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Whoa. Thank you, Bella. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you to you guys.
You got to bring more stuff like that, please. We're here every Sunday. The invitation has been extended.
Absolutely.
You know, the last time that I was here, I remember I shared a part of me. And then it got me thinking deeply, really. And then the realization came into me. How can a person really love another if the person is not in love with him or herself? So from point there on, I decided to heal before I really open up myself to someone, because I will end up hurting them. So
awesome.
Thank you,
yes,
to you guys.
Yes. Thank
Amen.
You.
God,
oh,
be the glory.
Amen.
Oh,
to God be all the glory.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. God, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
You know,
yes,
when
he
his
will.
Children stand together in prayer on mm-hmm. something, he, oh, mm. Oh, he's
yes.
such an awesome God. And we thank you for that praise report. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to share prayer with one another, but it just
right.
adds a little something to it when you hear the results of that prayer.
Thank you.
It's empowering.
Thank you so much.
And
it just
inspired.
Brought a big old smile on my face.
All right, Bella.
We're about to run out of time here.
Yes.
So I hope to hear
and
from
I'll
you
be
next
sitting
week.
At them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get to this last
thank
caller,
God.
Bella.
Thank
you so much. Absolutely. God bless you.
You guys too. Thank you.
Thank you. So
have
much.
A wonderful
you.
Day.
You too.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
This is wow.
Man, we have been truly blessed.
Yes, we have. This evening has been a wonderful evening. Let's bring on this last caller, area code 856. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Welcome.
I'm all right. This is Marie. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Whew. Getting full.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
So, what did you bring for us tonight?
I'm going to say a poem. It's called Spread Your Wings. And this poem is the Father telling us that we need to step out of the box that we have ourselves in and the box that people have us in.
Amen.
Mm.
Oh,
just
amen.
Wanted to step out of the box. Yeah, because he didn't create us to be in a box.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Preach.
That's what this is about.
Preach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you're queen.
And it's called Spread Your Wings. I was told to fly like a bird and spread my wings. Told to go explore the world and go see what life brings. Jesus said, it's time for you to go. You have been pushed out of the nest. Know that I am with you. So go out and be your very best. Fly to the east and fly to the south. Speak life into your world and let blessings flow from your mouth.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah,
yes,
I apologize. I'm sorry. Somebody was calling me. I'm going to start that over, okay? I apologize.
You're
can
right
you hear
ahead.
Me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Spread your wings. I was told to fly like a bird and spread my wings. I was told to go and explore the world and go see what life brings. Jesus said, it's time for you to go. You have been pushed out of the nest. Know that I am with you, so go out and be your very best. Fly to the east and fly to the south. Speak life into your world and let blessings flow from your mouth. Fly like a bird and spread your wings. Go. Go see what is waiting for you. Go and experience new things. Remember my commandments and take each blessing I give you day by day. Remember while you're out there, you never cease to pray. Always remember while you are flying around, there will be some other birds out there that want to see you hit the ground. They will try everything in their power for you to stay where you are. But with my love, mercy, and grace, I will see to it that you get far. You will have trials and tribulations along the way. Always remember, I'm with you each and every day. There may be times when the tip of your wing may touch the ground, but keep your eyes on me and your smile won't never turn into a frown. Go, go and spread your wings, and while you're out there and along the way, tell my children how much I love them. Tell them to never cease to pray. Let them know I'm with them every day in every way. Tell them also to leave the nest. Tell them I want nothing for them but the very best. Let them know about my peace. Tell them to spread my love in the air and let my words increase. Tell my flock to remember my voice. Let them know I give them freedom of choice. Even though they have freedom of choice, I want them to willingly come to me. Fly, fly, my children. Fly, go out and see. Fly until you can't fly anymore, but never forget what you are flying for. When your flight is over and has come to an end, I will be there to catch you. Signed and sealed, Jesus Christ, your best friend. Spread the wings.
Wow. Oh, you hear this? You hear this, Paul?
Oh, my goodness. Man, looky here. That just had my mind just like, first I was thinking of an eagle spreading their wings, flying, you know, going out there. But then, when you spoke about Christ and his peace, I thought about that dove going out there, spreading its wings, spreading the seed of the gospel north and south, and doing it with love and getting a lot more accomplished. I just had a whole life of little visions going on in my head. That was a beautiful piece. Thank you for that. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
That was definitely a beautiful piece. We need to hear that. And it's definitely a great piece to close the show down with because, yeah, I'm not in nobody's box except God's box. He don't have no box.
Right.
Okay. You know, we are so free. That's a beautiful thing. We're so free in him. Oh, my gosh. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And I love the show tonight. Everything was so beautiful. It always is, but tonight it was an emotional show. It was
tonight,
God
definitely showed up, and his spirit was just in the house.
He showed out tonight.
There he did.
Daddy. And Paul, that piece that you said was old, it was nothing old about that. That was a moving on.
Tell them.
I love that. Yeah, that was nice.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
I got this old piece. Yeah, okay, Paul. All right.
I know. He said old. I said old.
Right.
Okay. We got 6 minutes left, so we have to do our station identification band. We can let everybody know what they can expect each night of the week. And we have to do our prayer.
All right. Well, we're going to sit you into the praise lounge.
I just want to say thank everyone for calling into your hands.
Oh, thank you for.
Yes, thank you. God bless you.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're more than welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go over the lineup for the week. Join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, the CEO himself. And then we have La Perla, La Negra, Essentially Janice, and Yours Truly Poetic. Tuesday night is Curvy and Thick Appreciation on Mojave's show. He's hosting that. Wednesday night's The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is The Get Down. J-Rob, The Wise Son, and Yours Truly Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra, Sandman Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and Yours Truly Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Amen. So you see, Epiphany has your best interest at heart every night of the week. That if you would just draw me before the sun. Heavenly Father, Father, thank you for this evening, Lord. I thank you for showing up. I thank you for the lives that I know these pieces will touch. Father God, as we leave to airways, but never from your presence, I ask that you would just cover us, that you would guide us and protect us from the enemy, Father God, because we know that when we cry out to you and we praise your name and we stand in faith on your word, the enemy is upset. So we ask that you would protect us, Lord. We also want to hold up, Father God, this VIP and her family, Father God. Give them the strength they need to survive this season. Father God, I want to wish a happy heavenly birthday to Odell Darlington, who just recently passed on. I want to hold up my brother Didi for his cancer. I want to hold up the Harris family Father God, for the recent loss.
Yes, God.
I want to hold up the family of Randy Sinclair as well, Father God. We ask a special blessing upon Charity this evening, Lord. Father God, we ask that you would also just extend your loving arms around all of us, your hedge of protection, Lord,
yes,
as we go through the highways and byways this week. That you would guide our steps, Lord, and use us, Father God, to further spread your word, to do as you commanded us and spread the good news, that we might be examples of what a follower of you entails. Father God, we love you and we thank you. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all, and God bless you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, and I'm just going to simply leave this with you.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away.